Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Literacy Specialist, Leadership and Coaching for the Classroom, School, and Community by Rita M. Bean is a professional education text written for practicing and aspiring literacy leaders in pre-K through 12 settings, positioned as a practitioner-focused guide. It addresses how literacy specialists operate across classrooms, schools, and broader communities, balancing direct instructional support with leadership, coaching, and program development responsibilities. The book reflects an expanded view of literacy that extends beyond reading to include writing, oral language, and newer digital and visual literacies, while also emphasizing culturally responsive practice. Rather than presenting a single intervention program, it organizes the specialist role into a coherent set of responsibilities and routines, including planning cycles, assessment use, and collaboration structures, with tools such as protocols, reflection prompts, and forms intended for day-to-day use. It aims to help specialists translate research-based principles into coordinated action that improves instruction, teacher learning, and student outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the literacy specialist role across classroom, school, and community. A central contribution of the book is its clear articulation of what literacy specialists do and how their work differs from, yet complements, the work of classroom teachers and administrators. The text frames the specialist as a literacy professional who must navigate multiple roles, including direct instruction with students, collaboration with teachers, and leadership that shapes school-wide literacy priorities. By mapping responsibilities across settings, it helps readers avoid a narrow job description that limits the specialist to pull-out instruction only. Instead, the role is presented as an integrated set of practices that connects student needs, instructional improvement, and systemic change. This lens matters because specialists often face competing demands and unclear expectations, which can dilute impact. The book emphasizes purposeful role definition, communication, and alignment with school goals, so the specialist can make decisions about time, support levels, and partnerships. It also reinforces that literacy leadership is not confined to one grade band, positioning the specialist as someone who can coordinate coherent practices from early literacy through adolescent literacy needs. Secondly, a structured cycle for developing, implementing, and evaluating instruction. The book highlights a practical planning cycle that guides specialists in designing and delivering literacy instruction, especially when supporting struggling learners. This cycle connects diagnosis of needs, instructional planning, implementation, and evaluation, encouraging specialists to treat instruction as an iterative process grounded in evidence. The approach supports a multi-tiered mindset in which specialists consider how instruction functions at different levels of support, from classroom-based improvements to more targeted interventions. By emphasizing evaluation, the text keeps the focus on whether instruction is working, not simply whether it was delivered. This stance encourages thoughtful use of data and ongoing adjustments that respond to learner progress. The cycle also provides a shared language for collaboration with teachers, which can reduce defensiveness and increase collective problem-solving. In practice, the cycle helps specialists prioritize high-leverage actions, document decisions, and connect instructional moves to specific literacy goals. It supports consistency across classrooms and grade levels while still allowing adaptations for local curriculum, student strengths, and cultural and linguistic diversity. Thirdly, coaching that improves teaching while strengthening relationships and trust. Coaching is treated as a core lever for literacy improvement, not an optional add-on. The book describes coaching work that can occur one-on-one with teachers and across teams, emphasizing that coaching must be both technically strong and relationally sound. Specialists are encouraged to build trust, clarify the purpose of coaching, and use observation and feedback routines that are focused on instruction rather than evaluation. The emphasis on protocols and practical tools supports consistent coaching conversations, helping specialists capture what they see, connect it to instructional goals, and plan next steps with teachers. The text also acknowledges that coaching occurs within real school constraints, such as limited time, varied teacher experience, and shifting initiatives. By situating coaching within broader school improvement efforts, it helps specialists align coaching goals with curriculum expectations and student data. This framing supports coaching that is responsive to teacher context, culturally aware, and oriented towards sustainable change, where teachers develop stronger instructional decision-making rather than relying on the specialist to provide solutions. Fourthly, leadership and professional learning align to standards and school goals, beyond individual coaching. The book presents literacy specialists as leaders who shape adult learning and guide coordinated literacy efforts. It discusses leadership responsibilities such as strategic planning, facilitating collaboration, and supporting a shared vision for literacy instruction. A key theme is designing professional learning that is coherent, job-embedded, and tied to meaningful outcomes rather than disconnected workshops. The text links professional learning to recognized expectations for literacy professionals, encouraging specialists to use standards and evidence-based practices to set goals and measure progress. This topic matters because literacy growth at scale depends on improving core classroom instruction, which requires sustained teacher learning supported by structures and follow-up. The book supports specialists in selecting focus areas, using data to identify needs, and differentiating learning opportunities for teachers at different levels of experience. It also underscores the importance of communication and shared responsibility, helping specialists collaborate with administrators and teacher leaders so that literacy improvement becomes a school-wide commitment rather than the task of one specialist. Lastly, assessment, program development, and partnerships that extend literacy support. The book treats assessment as essential for decision-making at both the student and school level. Rather than viewing assessment as a single event, it encourages ongoing use of multiple sources of information to understand literacy development and to monitor the effects of instruction. This assessment orientation connects directly to school literacy program development, where specialists help evaluate current practices, identify gaps, and guide change efforts that improve consistency and quality. The text also expands the specialist role into community engagement, stressing that literacy learning is strengthened when families and community partners are meaningfully involved. By including guidance on building partnerships and leveraging resources, it recognizes that literacy support can extend beyond the classroom through coordinated relationships with caregivers and community organizations. Technology integration also fits within this broader ecosystem, as digital and visual literacies increasingly shape how students read and communicate. Together, assessment, program development, and partnerships provide a framework for sustained improvement that addresses instruction, systems, and the contexts in which students learn. This book is best suited for practicing literacy specialists, reading specialists, literacy coaches, and graduate students preparing for those roles, as well as school leaders who oversee literacy improvement. Readers benefit most if they want a comprehensive, practice-centered roadmap for balancing direct student support with the leadership and coaching work required to strengthen everyday classroom instruction. The practical value lies in how the text organizes a complex job into manageable responsibilities and repeatable processes, including planning cycles, coaching routines, assessment use, and structures for professional learning. Because it takes a broad view of literacy that includes reading, writing, oral language, and digital and visual literacies, it also helps specialists remain relevant as expectations for literacy evolve. Compared with many literacy books that focus primarily on instructional strategies or single programs, this one stands out by emphasizing how specialists lead change across levels, from individual students to whole school systems and community connections. For experienced professionals, some ideas may feel familiar, but the strength is in the integrated framework and the tools that support consistent implementation and clearer role definition in real school conditions. If you would like to support Rita M. Bean, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.